Mrs. Clacton Bugle had a goldfish named George. Have I told you about him? George used to swim round and round and round his goldfish bowl, and he was fed up, round and round and round. And what used to annoy George was the fact that every time Mrs. Clacton Bugle had a birthday, she would go to George and say, "Happy birthday, George." And he was furious. Freddy the Fly sat on the goldfish bowl and said to George, "You don't half look miserable." He said, "You really look fed up." He said, "In fact," he said, "look, so you've got a chip on your shoulder." George says, "Ever seen a goldfish with a chip on his shoulder?" George said, "I'm fed up." He said, "Mrs. Clacton Bugle, every time she has a birthday, she says, 'Happy birthday' to me." He said, "I know why she does it, because I was given to her on her birthday about 5 years ago. But why doesn't she do something more than that? All she does is give me ants' eggs. Every day it's ants' eggs. And when it's her birthday, she says, 'Happy birthday,' and she gives me some more ants' eggs. I'm fed up with ants' eggs. I'm fed up with going round and round and round in this bowl, nothing to do. And when she wishes me a happy birthday, I get annoyed. And I know tomorrow is her birthday. You watch me when she comes to the bowl." And Freddy the Fly was up on the ceiling watching. In the morning when Mrs. Clacton Bugle came up to the goldfish bowl, she said, what do you think she said? "Happy birthday, George." And George just turned upside down, flipped his tail and splashed her. And then he went right down the bottom of the bowl and sulked. And he looked as green as a goldfish can look. He was fed up, miserable. And Mrs. Clacton Bugle thought, "Oh, George, that was rude, you know." And she put some more ants eggs in the bowl. And then she said to Cuthbert, "There's something wrong with my goldfish. I've never seen a goldfish in a bad temper before. But I reckon George has got a bad temper." And Cuthbert said, "Well, perhaps he's not happy. Perhaps there's something wrong. What's upset him?" She said, "All I said to him this morning was, 'Happy birthday, George.'" "Well," he said, "you remember what happened when you said 'Happy Christmas'? He did the same thing. He got annoyed. And when you say 'Happy Easter,' he gets upset. Whenever you say 'happy' to him, he gets annoyed. So he must be miserable or something." Well, they told Cuthbert's brother about it. And Cuthbert's brother said, "I think I've got an answer to your problem. It's your birthday, isn't it, Myrtle?" That's Mrs. Cuthbert's Christian name, Myrtle. Lovely name, isn't it, Myrtle? And so Cuthbert's brother went out and he came back with another bowl with two goldfish in. One was named Gemma and one was named Geraldine. Lovely little goldfish they were. He said, "They are, give them to George. Put them in George's bowl and see what happens." So Mrs. Clacton Bugle said, he'll need a bigger bowl if he can have more goldfish in there. He said, "Well, that's all right, we'll buy him an aquarium." And so they bought George a lovely aquarium with all little bits and pieces in it and put Geraldine, and what's the other one's name? Gemma. Put Geraldine and Gemma in with George, all three G's. Well, they're goldfish, aren't they? And George was delighted. He swam around and he swam up and down, and when Freddy the Fly came and settled on the top of the aquarium, he said, "Boy, oh boy," he said, "if you fall in here, I'll eat you. I'm so happy." And Mrs. Clacton Bugle looked in, she said, "Happy birthday, George." And George came up to the top and he went, "You ever seen a goldfish try to give you a kiss?" He was so happy. But you know, there's a lesson here. It's all very well to say happy birthday to somebody. It's all very well to say happy Easter, or happy this, or happy that. But if you don't do anything for them, it doesn't mean anything, does it? And poor old George, happy birthday. All he had was ants eggs and a little bowl to go round in. How can you have happy birthday when you don't do anything about that? And you know, when you go around saying to people, happy this and happy that, I wish you a happy new year, make sure you help them to have one. You know, Jesus wants to bless us, but he not only said, "I bless you," but he comes and does it, doesn't he? We had a blessing tonight. And when the Lord comes in, he just ministers to us, because he does more than say, "I bless you." He comes in and gives us something. He gave us himself, he gave us his love, he gave us his salvation. And so, well, if it's your birthday today, happy birthday. But when you say happy birthday to someone next time, do something else. Try and make them happy and do something about it.